any belief for your sanity or happiness. So you would think Buddhism is very destructive because it breaks down, it doesn't believe in God, it doesn't believe in an immortal soul, it doesn't believe in, doesn't seek any solace in any idea of life after death. It absolutely faces the fact of the transiency of life. There's nothing you can hold on to, so man, let go. Because there's no one to hold on to anything anyway. So Buddhism is the discipline of doing that. But if you do that, you see, you discover something much better than anybody has who has a belief. Because you got the real thing. Only you can't say what it is. They say in Zen that if you're enlightened in Buddhism, you are like a dumb man who has had a wonderful dream. That is to say, when you've had a wonderful dream, you want to tell everybody what it is. But you can't, if you're dumb. See, if you can't speak. So the real thing in Buddhism, which they call nirvana, which is a sort of equivalent to moksha, nirvana means blow out. Phew! You know, the sigh of relief. Because if you hold your breath, you lose it. If you hold on to yourself, you hold on to life, or breath is the spirit, you hold on to God, rock of ages cleft for me, let me cling on to you. It's all dead. Becomes just a rock, just an idol. But let go, breathe out, and you get your breath back. That's nirvana. So Buddhist idea is, in doctrine, the highest negativism. They characterize the ultimate reality as shunya, which means emptiness. In Japanese, ku, which is the character you use for the sky or the air. When you get an airmail envelope, you know, to write home, the second character is ku, the air, which means emptiness. They use this to translate shunyata, emptiness. Fundamental nature of reality, the sky. But sky, you see, is not negative emptiness. The sky contains all of us. It's full of everything going on. But you can't put a nail in the sky and pin it down. So in the same way, Buddhism is saying, you don't need any gizmos to be in the know. You don't need a religion. You don't need any even Buddha statues, you don't need any temples, you don't need any Buddhist bon dieuserie, rosaries, and all that jazz. But when you get to the point that you know you don't need any of those things, that you don't need a religion at all, then it's fun to have one. Then, as it were, you can be trusted to use rosaries and ring bells and clappers and chant sutras, you see? But those things won't help you a bit. They'll just tie you up in knots.